I'm very, very nervous now because we've got a lady that's never ever done radio before. We've not lost a patient yet, but hopefully, fingers crossed, we won't lose one this morning. We've got, is it Neva Young?
Yes, Neva Young.
Morning, Neva.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. A bit nervous, but fine.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You've come in to talk about your hotel.
Yes.
And it's called St. Andrews
yeah.
Hotel. Where's it based?
It's based in Ventnor. We are on Belgrave Road, and we have a fantastic panoramic view of the sea and the beach.
Wow.
We have 10 rooms, and we are actually between the Royal Hotel and the Wellington Hotel. And it's a very, very old building, 1830s.
Wow.
Stone building. We have 10 rooms, and quite busy.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest with you. I think Ventnor is probably the most picturesque seafront on the island.
It is.
It really is. And to have a panoramic view, that's got to be worth paying for, isn't it? It really has. Because you have got a magnificent view of the bay there.
Yes.
So how long have you been there?
20 years. We both gave up teaching and opened the hotel.
All right. So dare we ask why you gave up teaching? Because you don't look old enough to retire.
Well, I had angina and I was pensioned off from teaching. And my husband was in the same school and he's an artist. And he wanted a change of career where he could spend some time doing his artwork.
Excellent. So is it less stress running a hotel than it is working in a school?
Definitely.
See, you must get guests from all around the world.
Yes.
So, come on, where's the farthest they
furthest
come from?
Furthest of Australia, New Zealand, America.
Wow.
And quite a lot of places, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So you've got, what, 10 rooms?
10 rooms, yeah.
Okay, and is there any time when you're like absolutely busy, chocker?
Usually bank holiday weekends, like what's gone, and August holidays.
Okay, so when you get busy, so you were really packed solid this weekend then?
This weekend, we had 2 rooms free.
2 rooms. Mm. We could have came down and stayed.
Yeah, we could have had a room each.
A room each, obviously. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So
only because we were away and missed a few bookings.
Ah, right.
We were away between the 2 bank holidays in Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And so we missed a few bookings.
Nice. And you've been doing this for 20 years.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What's the most important thing to remember when you're running a hotel? What's the thing you have to remember most of all?
Well, when we came to it, we didn't have any experience of running a hotel, so we believe in welcoming everyone as friends.
Yeah.
And making them relax and enjoy their break. And I think communication is the most important.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Quite a lot of people open up to you, and you're more sometimes helping them with their problems. And
yeah, do you know what? I think the last 20 years, obviously, we've seen a massive change in technology, and you must be sort of sat on the fence there wondering, well, hang on a minute, if you're coming for a break, do you really want the technology? But I would imagine some people do and some people don't.
Because are you talking about Wi-Fi?
Yeah, Wi-Fi,
yes.
Internet, that kind
You'd
of thing.
You'd be amazed. Some people are totally lost if they think there's no Wi-Fi. We have internet access now everywhere.
So I'm guessing you felt like you've had to do that because of the way things have changed.
That's right, yes.
And that's a massive change that you've seen in the last 20 years.
Yes.
Is that the biggest?
I think, probably in all the rules and regulations like fire alarms and all these things.
Sure.
But we tended to be ahead of things because we lived there as well. So we made sure we are fire safe for all of us before the rules came in. So we didn't have to do any changes when the rules came in.
I must be the only person on the planet then that would want to go to a hotel and I don't want Wi-Fi because I'm on holiday. I don't want to be bothered
nice
anymore.
To switch off.
How does that compare with other people? Do you get those people that don't want Wi-Fi or are they outnumbered by the people that do?
You'd be surprised. I would say 80% of the people who walk in, the first question they ask is, have you got Wi-Fi? What's the code? Because now with smartphones as well, people want Wi-Fi. And when we go away, we want Wi-Fi so we can keep in touch with emails. Because quite a lot of our bookings are by email.
What about other things that would be in the room? TV as well? Because that's changed a lot in the last 20
years.
Oh, yeah,
we always had TV in the rooms.
But, yeah, I mean, when you first started, it would have just been normal analogue TV. Now you've got to have all sorts of stuff
digital
now.
Digital TV, yeah.
You've got to be up with it. Netflix and things like that.
We don't have Netflix.
Okay.
No.
Do you do breakfast in bed?
No.
On a plate.
You have to go downstairs and do that. That's right.
We have occasionally done breakfast in bed for people who are unwell.
Okay.
But if you're well, you come down for breakfast.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So do you have like specialist chefs in cooking special
foods? I'm the
chef.
You're
the chef? Oh, wow.
We ran it as a hotel and did evening meals for about 12 years. And then I had a serious back problem and had to have an operation. So we stopped dinners and just do bed and breakfast. And also it gives us more free time to do our hobbies.
Sure, absolutely. So no evening meals, just bed and breakfast?
Yes, now.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yes.
That's really simple, that is. So how
but you'll be surprised how much time the guests ask of you, even when you're doing bed and breakfast. You get the bell rung at 6 in the morning, evening, and say, oh, can you tell us where we can go and eat or something like that?
Oh, wow.
So sometimes you don't get any peace, but sometimes you do. But I'm quite good with my hobby to pick something up for 10 minutes, deal with the guest and go back to it, whereas my husband can't cope with that. He needs 2-3 hours if he's doing some painting.
See, that's what men are like, though. They can't do that.
Can't multitask.
Thing,
you know?
Multitask, they can't.
So how do we get in touch with you at the hotel?
Well, we've got we've got email, which is navayoung@aol.com. We've got a website, which is St. Andrews Ventnor, all one word,
it'll come to you in a minute. St. Andrews.
StAndrewsVentnor.com.
Ventnor.com.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's easy enough.
And then phone number.
Yeah, go on.
01983852680. And we get, in fact, some people from the island coming to Ventnor for a holiday as well.
Well, why not? I've already said it is the most picturesque.
And we have lots of regulars who come 2-3 times a year, and some of them have considered as part of their family. So we get Christmas presents and birthday presents.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice.
Which is an added bonus.
You don't want to adopt a 51-year-old boy, do you? I'll come and stay with you.
You're welcome to come and stay.
And you've got Wi-Fi as well, which is great.
But you don't
said you want that, Matt.
Yeah.
I know, if I'm not on holiday. I mean, if I'm on holiday, I don't want that at all. No.
You should come and do a radio programme there.
Yeah, that would be great. We should do that.
Breakfast in bed.
So do you team up with other people in and around Ventnor, you know, for events and so on?
We're
and so
part
forth?
Of the Business Association.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also help with the food bank and with street pastoring. We go
good for
out.
You. Good for you.
Help young people.
I think what's happening in Ventnor is brilliant. Mm. I really do, because they've in the last sort of 10, 15 years, there's a lot more community-based and they're doing a lot more things there. Mm. Obviously, they've got gigs and stuff like that. And it's just a hotbed of stuff that's going on and entertainment. And you have the most picturesque bay on the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
And there's no doubt, no shadow of a doubt. That, no, I mean, you know,
and lots of restaurants as well. It's the mecca for restaurants.
Well, you're all right, because you can go sample everyone else's, because you don't... After what time is the last breakfast served?
Oh, we serve breakfast from 8:30 to 9:15.
So once you've cleared up, quarter of an hour, you can clear off and go and have some food somewhere else, can't you? Job done.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Loving it. Okay, just do the website again, because you were a bit unclear last time,
right,
and just do it again.
www.standrewsst.com.
Okay, brilliant. That's it, is it?
Yes.
Got it this time. Hey, lovely to talk to you.
Yes.
It was all right, wasn't it?
Yes, thank you very much.
Didn't feel any pain at all. It's just us having a chat.
Thank you.
Good luck. Hopefully, see you soon.
Yeah.